Ernest Espley.
Ernest Espley.
Okay, who is this going to find? This is a, this is a reputation.
Yes.
Okay, so the Honorable, Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
Okay, Mr. Espley, just give me just a quick moment here, because I have to get, there's all this paperwork, and I'm getting the paperwork here. Okay, all right, sir. Okay, Mr. Espley, can you please start by stating your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Ernest Espley, and my ADC number is 127-295.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on April 5th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. I'm the one in red. You can see me easily. But the other end for me is the Honorable David Neal. And right next to me here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Okay, my name's Dale Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you'll see right now on the camera. And Mr. Turner is with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Espley and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God in doing you so affirm? Mr. Espley?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Espley, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each one of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about June 26, 2018, per the task lab report dated June 27, 2018. Mr. Espley, is that true or false?
That's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. The second allegation, the next one, is that you were in violation of condition number 4. As demonstrated by your failure to enroll and into and complete ACCI cognitive awareness on or about July 20th, 2018, as directed. Mr. Espley, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 7th, 2018, as verbally or written directive on July 3rd, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Espen, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion, sir. We'll move this here into phase two. Based on Mr. Espley's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, and agreed Dr. A. Okay, Mr. Espley, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, which is whether you get reinstated or revoked, sir, but before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background. So just hold on. We'll be right back to talk with you and ask you some questions in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Espley was released from ADC custody on 1/25/2018 and arrested on 2/9/2019 by Flagstaff PD. Misdemeanor charges of drug paraphernalia and 4 old city warrants. He is returned back to ADC custody on 3/11/2019 with an adjusted CCD of 10/28/2019 with 186 abscond days. Current conviction 2011, aggravated DUI, 7 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2001, commitment C, count one, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2001, commitment D, count one, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2004, aggravated DUI, 4 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No ECG information is noted. His prior term of supervision, 2000, TIS release, and he completed 2 months. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, intoxicants, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 1995, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1998, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1998, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G3, B3. Status of charges, per the Flagstaff Police Department, Records Department, the offender is still pending charges and they have summons, a summons number.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Esplain, we have a written summary of what occurred while you were out. It looks like you were approved to live on 3400 South, is it Jofa?
Kofa?
Oh, sorry, yeah, a little typo here on the warrant. In Flagstaff, with your ex. And then you moved in, let's see, that would have been January. And then in May, it looks like you moved to Mountaineer Road. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Then it looks like in July, you moved over with your father, right? In Cameron?
Yes, in Cameron.
Okay. Did you stay there the whole rest of the time? I mean, this is the only place that you lived?
Yes, that was the whole time that I stayed.
Okay. And were you working?
Yes, I was.
Where were you working?
In Flagstaff.
Okay. And what were you doing?
I was doing on siding.
Speaking of, did you say siding?
Yes, construction.
Oh, construction. Okay. All right. Because there's a note here, you might have worked at a gas station too, or not really?
That was the beginning when I got released.
Okay, and then you got a job with a construction company. Did you still have that job when you were arrested?
Yes, I did.
Okay, could you go back there if...
Yes.
They let you work there?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And it looks like you completed SAGE counseling. What was, did you enjoy that counseling? Was that beneficial to you?
Yes, it was.
The SAGE counseling?
Enjoy.
Okay. But it looks like you got a little bit of a sanction to go to the, because of the positive for marijuana. You were directed
and
to... the cognitive awareness.
The ACCI.
Yeah. So why didn't you go to that?
At the moment, I didn't really have a job then, and I was going through, my son had a head injury.
Oh.
And so I was, more of my time was going with them to counseling and dealing with the ex-wife. So, I mean, a lot of my time just went towards my boys.
Is your son better? Is he better?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. They're still both going to counseling.
Okay, but he's okay, your son's okay then?
Yes.
Oh, good,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Good, okay. All right, so you didn't go because you were busy with the other, and it looks like you had just the one positive UA for marijuana. Was there any particular reason why you were using marijuana?
It's for the same reason, I mean, my son was going through what he was going through. Emotions were running high, and he was fighting with his mom, and sometimes I would, you know, I had to deal with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah.
How old is your son?
16 right now.
Oh, 16, okay. All right. Well, that's an age where they can start to give you trouble. It looks like you also, I made just a note here that you had two police contacts and you didn't mention them to your parole officer. What were those two police contacts for?
The only one I can think of, I mean, which he knew about, I remember was getting driving on a suspended.
Okay.
Which, you know, when I was with my boys, and that was one of them, he knew about it. Everything, all the other ones were basically, well, it's misdemeanors out of city court, and I was told to go ahead and just take care of it, start back on a fine, and let me know what the outcome was, okay. Which I've done.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So what was happening, why did the, when the Flagstaff PD picked you up, what were you doing that day?
I had left the apartment, ran out, I was there in the snow, the icy roads, and I ran off and slid and ran off the road, and I was held by the civilians, people that were just happened to drive by, and they had got me back out of the snow, and as soon as I was getting back into the car, the police had pulled up behind me, and I asked questions and found out that I had a warrant. And so
okay, so it was just an accident that brought you to their attention.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So, sir, you were absconded for 186 days. What? Why did you not get in touch with your parole officer?
I was just too, like I said, too busy with my kids, too busy working. I know. I should have, and I'm deeply sorry. You know, I apologize to Eric Wayman about why I ran, and he knew of what was going on. So, I mean, there was just too much of, I guess, for me to kind of, what am I trying to say, get back into with parole.
Parole, okay. Were you using any alcohol, sir?
No.
Okay. Has alcohol been an issue for you? It looks like you have some DUIs. Was it alcohol?
Yes. It was alcohol for most of my younger days, and now that I'm, you know, getting older, I've decided not to mess with that. I mean,
okay. When's the last
there was
time?
A time where I was,
when's the last time you had any alcohol?
I would say back in January. After maybe a month or two after getting out.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, there was some new, being away for 7.5, I mean, I wanted to try this and that, but my body didn't.
Your body didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, my body didn't agree with it, so I decided, I mean, this is not for me anymore, so.
That'd be a good plan. Okay, so I'm going to ask Mr. Turner, is there any other notes in the record from Eric Wakeman or any other contacts? Or?
No, the only other note is on 8:15 and 18, Officer Wakeman called the offender's sister, who stated the offender was at work, and that gave him a contact number, tried contacting twice, was unable to leave a message, sent a text message directing the offender to call ASAP. The officer then, Mr. Wakeman, then went to the offender's residence and spoke with a female who stated the offender lived there. A letter of noncompliance was left directing the offender to report on 8/16/2018.
Okay.
In which he never reported.
Okay. All right, sir. So did you get the letter? Did you know that your parole officer was looking for you?
Yes, I have. I mean, I got the notification from my sister and the letter. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Okay. All right, good. Well, Mr. Esplanade, I didn't ask if board members had any questions. Any other questions? Okay. Mr. Esplanade, we're coming up to the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance. Is there anything else you've thought of we should consider that you haven't already told us?
I mean, a lot of what I just told you, I mean, hopefully you show me some sympathy, and I do apologize for not following what was expected out of me from parole. But it is getting, if given another chance, I mean, I would concede. I would do anything and everything just to stay out. And for me to be there for my boys.
All right.
That's my most important thing.
How many boys do you have?
A total of four.
Four boys.
Yes, they're all teenagers. Three that are mine, and one that I, you know, it's a step here, but I consider him my own.
Well, that's good. All right, so Mr. Espin, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public, so just remain on the phone, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Espin's a very, very pleasant individual. I hope he's made the decision he told us not to be drinking anymore. It sounds like his body may have told him not to do that. He used marijuana while he was on supervision. But the part I'm having trouble with is just the absconding for 186 days. He knows he got the letter. He knew parole officer was looking for him, and he still did not contact. So I cannot recommend reinstatement, but listen to fellow board members if there's any thoughts. I'm going to make a motion then, my motion is that we revoke community supervision based on information in warrant number 2018W2489. Mr. Espin was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 186 days when he knew the parole officer was looking for him. That's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. I'm agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Espin, we can't overlook 186 days, especially when you knew the parole officer was looking for you, sir. It just kind of flies in the face of the whole idea of community supervision. You're supposed to be in touch with your parole officer. So we're showing you with a release date, sir, of October 28th, and at that point you won't have a parole officer. So you won't have to worry about this problem. I'm glad your son is okay, but got bonked on the head. And we wish you the best. I hope you're firm in your decision about no more alcohol, sir. Because that's one way to get you right back in orange again. We don't want to see you in orange again.
Good.
All right, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing. Will you just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.